Okay. Good morning, everybody. The Ezras Hashem, I want to complete today a Hakdama, general overview of Inyanim relating to Masechta Yadayim, Tilas Yadayim, and I hope tomorrow we'll start the first Mishnah. So just for a quick recap of the points we went over yesterday, we spoke about the concept of Tumas Yadayim. We saw that there's two categories of Tumas Yadayim, the Yadayim Shenogu B'Tuma, that have a status of a Sheni. That's a din, not a deraisa. Obviously, the whole idea of having just the hands being tameh is a whole din drabanan. There's no such idea in deraisa. But the idea that the Chachamim said, and we tried to figure out when this was historically, was it part of Yud Ches Davar? Did it precede Yud Ches Davar? We saw different possibilities about that. But there was first a takana that Yadayim Shenagu Betuma become tameh. When we say Yadayim Shenagu Betuma, so that means obviously it's Naga Berishon. If there would be Naga Ba'av, then the entire person would be Tameh as a Rishon, as we know. But if the Yadayim would touch a Rishon L'tumah, then that's the halacha, that Yadayim become a Sheni. There's Machokas Tanoim in Yadayim Paragimel, if the Yadayim would touch a Sheni L'tumah, whether that would also make the Yadayim to a Sheni. Rishua says yes, the Chum disagree. However, there's one case the Chum agree with, and that's the case of the Yadayim Shenagu B'Sefer, that there was a takana that Yadayim Shenagu B'Sefer in fact become Tameh as well. So that, everyone agrees, create a status for the Yadayim to be Tameh. The notion of being a Sheni, of course, has relevance in terms of being Metame Truma, because by Truma you can have a Shlishi, and also is Negea Chulin Chora in terms of Mashke, because a Mashke, although normally Midarais, of course, you can't have a Shlishi, kind of a situation of transferring tumah from a sheni to a mashke by chul and bechal, but there is an idea of the Mishnah Parah says that koaposo satruma metame samashke yos tchila. The Chachamim said also as part of Yud Ches Davar that the mashke becomes a rishon, which now in turn can be chozer metame. So therefore, it would have a chor relevance for that as well. Although we saw the Shita Sarambam Pirsha Mishnayis in his Agdama here to Yadayim that apparently, the halacha of Yadayim would not have the ability to mitami mashkin yos tchila. That was what we saw in the Rambam, at least by Stam Yadayim. That's the other category of Yadayim. Let's talk about that for a second. We have Yadayim shenagu berishon, and the idea that they become a tamei as a sheni. And we have the notion of Stam Yadayim. That was part of Yud Ches Davar as well. Stam Yadayim are considered to be a sheni, and of course they can mitame truma, and this was clearly part of Yud Ches Davar. The reason for this takana, this gzeira, was the Gemara says in Shabbos Yudalid, because Yadayim Askan Yosein. The way that the Rambam and the Beinu Chanana learn pshat, Askan Yosein, because they could inadvertently have been nogea b'tumah. Obviously the chashash is not that they were nogea ba'av. If a choshish on that, then obviously the whole guf of the person is tameh, and as Rashi seems to ask, and therefore it's not just Yadayim, and Rashi says further, you should need tvila, not just netila. But apparently we're not choshish that far. We're not choshish that the person could have touched navatumah, that he'd be aware not to. But he could have touched a rishon l'tumah, in which case Yadayim became a sheni. So just like a Yadayim that touched a rishon become a sheni. So there's a halach of stam Yadayim, because Yadayim askani was saying they could have touched a rishon, and therefore we're also mitame them now as stam Yadayim. This is one pshat. The other pshat in Yadayim askani was saying is that which Rashi quotes, and the Rav and other rishon also go with this, that they could have touched a makom tunaf, lichluch, tzoa, v'kayotzi bezeh, and that's the halach, and that's a gnai for truma, that the person would touch these things and then would touch truma, therefore they created a halacha that stam yadayim are considered a sheni. Okay, so this is more or less the two categories of yadayim that are tamei, primarily in terms of truma. Now, we have to begin to talk about now the question of tahara. So how do you get around this problem of yadayim that are tamei? So there's a notion of tevila in general. We know when it comes to a guf, a person, tahara can be affected through a mikvah, through a mayan. And we know that that avenue is also available for yadayim as well. You can have tevila on yadayim, the bracha even could be different. Tevila as yadayim, there could be differences in halacha between the method of tevila versus that of netila. But there is obviously available the method of tevila. So We're in Shulchan Aruch. We have that halacha. We also have the notion of netilas yadayim. So let's look at the Makoros on this issue, and then we'll go over to Chulin and see the implications for the whole notion of netilas yadayim with Chulin. So we have to look at the Mishnah Chagiga. We have the Mishnah Chagiga that talks about netilas yadayim and tefilas yadayim in terms of different inyanim. No trim la yadayim, says the Mishnah Chagiga Yud Chesam at base. No trim la yadayim l'chulin u'lemaiser v'letruma. So you have the halacha of netilas yadayim for chulin, for maiser sheni, and for truma. Continues Mishnah, l'kodesh madbilin. For kodesh, to eat kachim, then the tila is insufficient. You need tvila. And then further, l'chatas, regarding paraduma, im nitmu yadav nitmu gufo. Then there's a whole higher standard, even more than that, that we even consider like nitmu gufo. You have to go through the process of tahara as if your whole guf was tummy. You can't even do tvila yadayim and have it sufficient with that. So we have here, let's focus first on the contrast between netila and tevila. For chulin, maaser, and truma, netila suffices. For kodesh, you need tevila. Let's look at Rashi. Notin l'yadayim l'chulin l'maaser l'truma dailen b'netila the kli she'ein ba'el revius mayim. We'll see more of the details about kli and revius. But not the halacha of netila. You have to spill water and it has to be a sheer revius and from a kli. And that affects the tahara for chulin, maaser, and truma. Ukodesh madbilin avolechol shlomim ochatas va'asham ukohanim shlomim could be even for yibayim for Yisrael chatas va'asham is for the kohanim yesh ma'ila. There's a higher standard. Shetzarach lahadbil yadayim ba'boim sa. Here's a question: how much ma'im? Rashi says ba'boim sa. Va'afal pisha inan elastam yadayim shelo nagul betuma da'oraisa mitamis kolaguf. In other words, we're not talking about a situation where the person is mamish Tomei because he touched an avatuma. Talking about a case, so seemingly what Rashi means, stam yadayim, did he mean shenogel berishon? Did he mean stam yadayim that we know yadayim askanio thing? It's interesting, and there's a lot of discussion the farshim how to read this Rashi. Rashi starts by saying v'abish enal stam yadayim. So if you stop there, it means I don't know anything. Stam yadayim. That's the halacha of stam yadayim that are tamei. Rashi concludes shelo nagul b'tuma d'oraisa mitamis kol haguf. Then you could read Rashi as saying we're not talking about yadayim shenagul b'tuma d'oraisa, but what are we talking about? Yadayim shenagul b'rishon. I mean, l'chora the din should be the same because there's a halacha mitilas yadayim, and therefore that affects tahara. So it's nigeah for yadayim shenagul b'tuma. Rishon, that is, and it's the gift of stam yadayim. I mean, chara hu adin, but yesh gadun. You have to know pshat and Rashi, and lachatas. That's the next halacha. But kodesh madbilin, kodesh is insufficient. Now let's understand this milah by kodesh. Where did it come from? So what do we know about the takana for kodesh? That was the gemara we saw yesterday in the Sechta Shabbos when the gemara was trying to probe the source and the origin of the Xera of Yadayim, of Stam Yadayim. So Gemara says, you say it was Beshami Besilel that we're attacking as part of Yud Ches Dover, but also Hayom. But after all, it came before with Shami Behil themselves. So Gemara, no, they weren't successful in being able to get people to accept this, to embrace it. And then it came to Beshami Besilel, Shami Behil. But then the Gemara asked, but Akati Shlomo Gazer. Gemara brings a memra that when Shlomo is Metakein, is mitakin what? It says in the Lashon Ervin, the Gemara says Ervin and Netilas Yadayim. So it was a Baskel that went out and said, I'm happy for this. Pasuk in Mishlei, more quotes. So you see, it came before. It was from Shlomo HaMelech. And the Gemara answers, no, Shlomo is mitakin for Kodesh. Gazer l'kodshin. V'asu inu v'gazer af l'truma. So here we see that Shlomo is mitakin for Chayv for stam yadayim, the kodesh, So then, what does it say in our Mishnah? Kodesh Madbilin. So then it comes out that the Kana of Shlomo was for Tvila, not for Netila. So you have to shear. Yeah. Yeah, but the packet, I don't have another packet. But you can share, you have enough. I'm sure. So, therefore, the problem is, the Masha raises a question that how could the Gemara say that when Shlomo's metakin in Tilef Yudayim, Manafshach, Shlomo's metakin for Kodeshim, for Kodesh, and Kodesh is his Tvila. So, therefore, the Masha's Magia, the Kibbeger is mitzayin this in the Gemara Shabbos, the Haggadah of the Masha, not when Shlomo's metakin in Tilef Yudayim, but Yudayim. Because we're referring to that which you need tefillah. Okay. That's what the Masha says, and the Ruki Vega quotes it. The other way to go, I suppose, is to say like this, that this higher standard, that Kodesh needs tefillah, and not just netilah, that could have originated after Shlomo. In other words, the basic takan of Shlomo was for Kodshim, Stam Yadayim or Tamei, and you need netilah. Then, there was a later takana of Stam Yadayim for Truma, which Netila suffices for, and they bumped Kodesh up, maybe then, maybe before, hard to know exactly, but Kodesh requires Tvila, not Netila, not because of Shlomo. Shlomo would have been happy with just Netila, so Netila Yadayim is valid. But then later on, they required a higher Milo, maybe at the time that they required Netila for Truma, they required now Tvila for Kodesh. Hashtas, you could say that, and then you could preserve the Girsa that we have. Okay, so there's a discussion about that as well. But our Kopanim, we have the notion here of Netilas Yadayim for Chulin, for Maisa, for Truma, and a Tvila for Kodesh. Now, what we're talking about is what? Eating, touching, what substances, food, bread, fruit. So this is what comes up in the Gemara here, in Chagiga, down on the Amud. The Gemara raises a question, right in the Gemara, Chulin, Maisa, Mibay, Netilas Yadayim. Is it really so that Chulin Ma'isashin need Netilas Yadayim or a mini? Says the Mishnah Bikurim. In fact, the Gemara Hatuma Ba Bikurim Chayavin Aleim Misa V'Chomash V'Asul Zarim V'Henichsei Kohen V'Olim Be'Achad Umeya U'Tu'un Netilas Yadayim Be'Erf Shemesh Harei Eru B'Tuma Bikurim Ma'ishinkin B'Ma'isa. So the Mishnah lists the Koshkin V'Chulin, a number of things that distinguish Tuma Bikurim and contrast it from Ma'isa, and obviously from Chulin. And in this list, it mentions Tu'unin Netilas Yadayim. So it's mashma here that Truma needs Netilas Yadayim, but Ma'is and Chulin do not. And our Mishnah says, no Tumah Yadayim for three things, Chulin, Ma'is, and Truma. Steer. Right? Kasha Ma'isa, Ma'isa, Kasha Chulin, not Chulin. So the Gemara tries to work out Ma'isa or Ma'isa, but then says, but still we're stuck with Chulin, not Chulin. The Gemara tries to answer like this, go Kasha a few lines down. Kan ba'achila, kan b'negiya. So there really are two things that we have to think about. Achila and negiya. Namely, when it comes to achila, perhaps, that's everything is the same. That's our Mishnah. No t'nei dan l'chul n'maisa v'l'truma. But negiya, that is only specific for truma. For negiya b'chulin, you don't need a tila. And that's, of course, the case, right? We know. Tilas yadayim for chulin is only for achila. But the Gemara modifies it further, a few lines down, and the Gemara says, but idi v'idi b'achila, v'lo kasha, kan b'achila, de nama, kan b'achila de peri. D'am Rav Nachman, karnota yadav l'peris, harisa migasei haruach. So in other words, even if we're talking by achila, there's a difference what foods. When it comes to truma, then achilas peiros shel truma require netilas yadayim. When it comes to chulin, it's only for pas, and we know that to be true as well. So this is how it ends up, and both ma'aser halacha, both are true. In other words, there's a basic difference between netilas yadayim by chulin and by truma. Truma, it's by negiya, not just for achila, even negiya requires that you should mitai your hands. Otherwise, you can't mitami the truma, since you daim or tame. And it's also halacha for peris as well as for pas. Peris still truma requiring tilas yadayim if you're going to eat peris still truma. But when it comes to chulin, it's specifically for achila, it's specifically for pes. So we have to understand here, and we're going to get there, yes, Hashem, the differences between the halacha of netilas yadayim, leave kodesh on the side now, for now. That's the halacha of tevila. But the halacha of netilas yadayim for truma vis-a-vis chulin ma'isav also on the side, okay? Chulin and truma. So we have idea of netilas yadayim based on this mishnah, netilas yadayim for truma and for chulin. And even though we know that finished the bikurim, that netilas yadayim is by truma and not for ma'isav, not for chulin, but the difference is that here we're requiring it for pas, for achilas pas. And by truma, there's also a lacha for negiyah and even for peris. So we have to understand, what's the halacha of netilas yadayim for pas chulin? What's it based on? Why is this, and then why is it only for money? Why is it only for achilas pas? And by truma, it's for even for peris and even for negiyah. And here it's to the contrary. Koanoto yadav repairs is migasi haruach. In other words, it's frowned upon. We label the person as a gas ruach that to be noto yadav repairs chulin. So for this, we have to go to the sugyan chulin to understand the origin, the basis for the halach of netilas yadayim chulin. Here we establish it in the Mishnah Chagiga already. Noten layadayim lechulin, right? The Mishnah is taken for granted. Okay, where does it come from? This is the sugyan chulin. We're going to see much about this over the course of the next, you know, couple of shiurim as we go through Mishnayos Yadayim. So many halachas that can be traced to Mishnayos Yadayim play out in the sugyas in chulin. Those couple of dapim in chulin and kol habasar. So we might as well get started. That's where it all begins over there. The Gemara wants to know what's the halach of Tilas Yadayim lechulin. And Mr. Shem, if we'll be able to take a little diversion, we'll also talk about tibul v'mashke as well, which is the Gemara Pesachim. Okay, so let's take a look now in the Gemara in Chulin. Realize everything we're doing is scratching the surface. We can't, the etzem to learn this, you know, we can go through every Gemara and go through Rishonim, trying to just get a familiarity to the extent that we can then, right, go, you know, start off on the Mishnais. We need a little bit of background. Let's take a look in the Sugyan Chulin. So, Sandaf Kuv Vav Amid Aleph. And we're going to see a couple of interesting mekoros that Gemara is going to cite for netilas yadayim lechulin. And we say that lechulin we mean for pas, for achila. Zok de Gemara, chulin kuvav midalf in the middle. Amar Rav Idi bar Oven. Everyone see it? It's about equal where it's, you see how goes Rav Ransberg on the side, on the right margin. So that's where in the Gemara that you should be looking. Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian, Netilas Yadayim Lechulin Mipnei Serach Teruma. Netilas Yadayim Lechulin is because of Serach Teruma. What does it mean? Serach Teruma. Serach Teruma. Serach means, like, you can say, schlepping along. We had in Bar Mitzvah this year, right? Sircha, Rav Kumi, right? What does it mean? Serach Teruma. Some kind of association to Truma, linked to Truma in some way. What does it mean? Look at Rashi. Tiras yadayim lechulin b'pnei serach Truma hutzvecha. Shayadayim shenios. Uposlos esat Truma. Yadayim, as we know, have a status of shenios. Stam yadayim. That's what we established with Yud Chas Dava. And therefore, if their yadayim are shenios, that's passing Truma, that's the mission, of course. That thing Mark quotes in Yud Chas Davar. That's the Mishnah Zavim that we saw. That's the list of Eilu Posen Satrum as Yadayim. Aval Chulin lo mahani b'u Sheni. In other words, the Sheni can't do anything to Chulin because Shlishi exists only by Truma. O mipnei serach Truma zot Rashi pshat. Sheyargilu ochle Teruma litol Yadayim. So therefore, Hinigua, that's how they changed it, Hinigua b'chulin. So it was established to do it by chulin, so people, the ochi truma, would be comfortable doing it because they're in the habit already, because it's done for chulin. Now, that's true with Bar HaMikdash. They were ochi truma, they were ochi chulin, and everyone does it. Rashi doesn't elaborate. Stama, you have to extend this, and I saw this a couple of places, but chur, the pshat would be that to the extent that we want the Ochi Truma to be Ragil, so today we're makbid. So then, when Beis Hamikdash, Meheri Bana Beis Hamikdash, then the Ochei Truma will be ragil. So we are doing it for the Ochei Truma Mirat Hashem Sheibana Beis Hamikdash. Rashi is talking maybe with man that there were Ochei Truma, but who adin? You know, from today to the time that to tomorrow, it's the same idea. In order that to create the familiarity that people are accustomed and habituated to this idea of Netilas Yadayim. The first question, of course, that will pop up then is, so then why Dafka pass and why Daf Negiya? To the extent that it's Nisrach Truma, then why not pattern it completely after Truma? And maybe the answer is we don't have to do it completely after Truma because it's only Srach Truma. So if, as long as we touch our bases to a certain degree, maybe that's enough. Maybe you'll tell me because the Iker, you know, most of the time, you have a chilul will be passed. That's the staple of the meal. Maybe you'll tell me, Rishon, talk about it. Rabbi Yonan Brachas, Dagan, the Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning. A lot of things you can look up on your own. You'll see Hilchos Tefilas Yadayim, Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. So some of that is liquid. Tirosh is oil and Yitzar is wine. Dagan mostly is waiting to pass. Now Tirosh V'Yitzar is usually drunk from a glass, from a kli, so you're not touching it. So the concern is because you're going to touch it and be metamei it. So really that concern is much more focused on a case that ultimately boils down to pass. So that's a one way around this question. Or possibly stand it. Maybe if they somehow have to do with achilas keva. Achilas keva is pass. But still, they didn't do it for negiya, only did it for achila. Keep that in mind also. Yeah.
Anyone talk about why would
it
only be to Kohanim?
Yes, only have Kohanim do it. Yeah, it's also a good question. Also a good question. Okay, maybe it won't be enough. It has to be in the culture. Everyone has to be. This is what it sounds like. Srach Truma. We have to know, there's a lot here. But this is one point in the Gemara. That's why Hinigua. Now the Gemara continues, because there's more here in terms of the Makoros. Now we have to know what this means. Continues in the Gemara, the Ode Mishum Mitzvah. And furthermore, Mishum Mitzvah. What does that mean? Sounds like Va'od is another reason. Mishum Mitzvah. My Mitzvah. So Amar Abaye Mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim. There's another point. Va'od, Mishum Mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim. The Chacham said. What does that mean? I mean, the Chacham can say Mishum Srach Truma. That's also Chachamim. Rashi is not clear so much. Rashi says, Lishma Dacham Shet Tiknua. Well, how does this differ from before? You have to know, what is the Va'od coming to add? There's a lot of discussion here as well. The Rajba, others have shown him, Tosis will soon see in a minute. In Rashi, it's hard to know. The only maybe thing you can glean from Rashi is Rashi starts by saying, the Girsan that we put in, Hinhigua Bechulin. Hinhigua sounds like maybe something short of a Takana. And now he's saying Mishum Mitzvah Lishmoa means it's a takana, so it takes on more of a sense of a legislation, as opposed to just, you know, a minhag. I don't know. It's hard to go just based on one word of Rashi, but we don't have much more to go on in Rashi. The Rashba says something along those lines. Of course, it's Mishum Srach Truma, but he says that even if not for the takana, they would have done Mishum Srach Truma. But now it's also a takana too. Kind of how he goes. If you look in Tosus, you get a different picture. What does Tosus say? Mitzvah Rav Chachamim v'yim tomar halom mishum srach truma tiknua v'im kein may va'od. The obvious question. No, it's good. Chachamim metakin. Why were they metakin? Mishum srach truma. You just gave me the reason. So what's not va'od? It's not two reasons. V'yishloma detiknu mishum nekiyus. Oh, so now in Tosus, we get another dimension here with Tilas Yadayim L'chulin, Mishum Nekiyus. Now this is interesting. What does Tosis mean, Mishum Nekiyus? Some idea that Tosis is introducing that there's a notion of cleanliness, hygiene, Mishum Nekiyus. Tilas Yadayim, Mishum Nekiyus. It's interesting because if you remember, we said already that the whole idea of Yadayim Askaniyos Heinu, according to Rashi's Pshat, Rashi the Raiva, those who have shown him that learn it, that because the Adayim inadvertently could touch Makom Mitunav, and that's the Takan, of course, Gabi Truma. Now we're discussing chulin. Tosu says mishum nekiyus ve'od mishum nekiyus. So it sounds like it's something distinct. There's mishum sfach truma, and then mishum nekiyus. And what is truma itself? Tosu doesn't tell you how he learned that pshat. Askani said, if you learn like Rashi, then it's not so far removed. Mishum sfach truma, and truma is mishum shemanagub makom meruchach metunav, and then mishum nekiyus. Or maybe nekiyus is not exactly the same thing. It's hard to know. Maybe the halacha of the gnai with truma that Rashi is referring to is not exactly the same thing as nekiyus that Tosfos is referring to. We have to know how to touch the words ba'od mishum nekiyus, the tikna mishum nekiyus. And does Tosfos mean something more than this in terms of the larger paradigm of what we're really looking to achieve in terms of tikkun yadayim lechulin by introducing this second point, va'od mitzvah lishmud v'chachamim tiknim shem nekiyus. So we'll see what the Mishnah Rav has to say about this. And maybe Tosfos has something more in mind, not just the specific definition of nekiyus. I mean, that could be also. You can play with two different reasons. Sirach truma, nekiyus. But it could be Tosfos has a larger picture in mind when he says this, tiknim shem nekiyus. We'll see soon what this could mean. But first we have to go through the Gemara further. This is what Abaye said. Rava says, and now Rava is going to quote what seems to be something of a drasha. Now, maybe it's a drasha gemur, maybe it's only a smachta. We'll have to see. Rava says, mitzvah l'shmoa divi Rav Elazar ben Arach. Not just divi chachamim shetiknua. It's Rav Elazar ben Arach, who taught us the following, dichsiv. And there's a pasuk in Parshas Mitzora by Ezav. V'chola shehiga bo Ezav v'yadav lo shataf b'amoyim. So, it says in the pasuk, if the zav will touch something, and his hands have not been rinsed. Now, what do hands being rinsed have to do with the situation? If the zav is tamei and it's mitamei, what he touches, the way to get around that is, of course, to mitire the zav, which requires, of course, tevila. So, what does yadav hoshat the mind have to do with anything? So, the drasha is now said, amar v'zarach mikan samchu chachamin. There's a smach min haTorah to Netilas Yadayim. He calls it Samchu Chachamim, but he calls it min haTorah. And how exactly do you get smach and Netilas Yadayim from this pasuk? Amar Lei Rabbi Reb Nachman Mai Mashma. Where do you see some indication to Netilas Yadayim from this pasuk? Dichsiv the Yadav Lo Shatav Bamoyin Hashatav Tohor. It sounds like if he would rinse his hands, he'd be Torah. But how could that be? Hatfila Bay. He needs tevila. So what's the pshat in this yadav l'shatav b'mayim? Ela hachi kama. V'acher, another case, another situation, not a zav. Shelo shataf tamei, but shataf would be tor. The Torah is being meramis here to another paradigm, another situation of tumma. There's tumma of a zav, for that you need tevila. But there's something else of lo shataf that's tamei, but shataf tor, and that's the idea of netilas yadayim, and that's a smach min haTorah to netilas yadayim. What's it Rashi has to say? So Rav introduces Rav Elazar ben Arach. Rav Amad De'oraisihi mitzvah k'Rav Elazar ben Arach. Now, you have to know how literally to take Rashi's lashon. De'oraisihi. Does Rashi mean it's a drasha gemura? Some Rishonim might be mashma this way. But the Gerasna Gemara at the end, since it's Samchu Chachamim, sounds like it's an asmachta. But an asmachta can still be something. Rashi's lashon, Doraisi mitzvah kibbutz ben arach, mikan samchu. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have the Gemara Chulin in front of me, but if I'm not mistaken, if you look in the Rashi on the Rif, I think it could be in Brachis where the Rif quotes these Gemaras in Chulin. I think it's in Brachis where it appears in the Rush and in the Rush. I'm not sure, but I think the Rif is in Brachis. Ben Yonah, the Rashi on the Rif. It says mefurish it's an asmachta. So Rashi here is not so clear. Rashi here calls it an asmachta. But asmachta still has certain status. It can samchu hashataf. Yeah, Rashi says it here too. I said, go. Okay, look. Rashi says it there earlier on. But Rashi says it here a minute later. Lo hashataf b'mayim es yad of tor minigiyaso b'zav b'tmiya elochi kama noge b'zav u'misha ena shotev es yad of shneim t'meim v'asmachta bi'almehi. Here Rashi says it here. Rashi says it earlier, but Rashi says it here too. Tosfos says mefurish, black on white, it's nasmacht. Tosfos says the next Tosfos, mitzvah shmir of the marach, perish the asmech le'akra, the lav drasha gemura, the ikakra aso kedashin on a different drasha, mayad me'avroi, that tefillah has to be b'mokom megula, not, you don't have to have, in the beis hastarim, don't require bias mayim. It has to be dumya the yadav. It's a different drasha for yadav l'shatav b'mayim. That the tefillah hasaguf has to be only on those areas that are considered to be visible, like dumya the yadav. It's a different drasha, but that's the ikur pshat in the pasuk to darsha. But there's an asmachta to tefillah yadav. So what comes out of this gemara in Chulin? We have the notion of zrach truma, as Rashi explained it. We have this va'od mitzvah shvud v'chachamim, which Tosfos explains means mitzvah nekius. We have possible other ways to learn that's really not a separate reason. Just kind of give, you know, bring it up a notch. But Tosfos seems to introduce the notion of nekius, know what that means. And then we have this asmachta of Elazar ben Arach that Rava quotes. That's the Gemara Chulin. Let's mention another interesting makar. We have to know how to play with all these makoros, but let's just be aware of them. In Brachas, as you should have as well, the Gemara quotes in Daf Nun Gimel, Amid Beis, but might also be only in a smachta, but let's see what it says. The very end of the 8th parak in Brachas. The Gemara quotes, Yudha Marav said, Masnita Tana, Viskadishtem, Viyisem Kedoshim. This is the end of Parashas Shemini. Viskadishtem, Viyisem Kedoshim. Viskadishtem Elu Mayim Rishonim. Yisem Kedoshim Elu Mayim Achronim Ki Kadosh Zeshemen. Zeshemen Orev Zeshemen Anishem Okechem Zu Bracha. So these are all different things associated with the Suda, and we're using the drushes that are based on the words in the Pasuk as reflecting elements of Kedusha that a person injects in the Suda, Biskadishtem being a reference to Mayim Rishonim. Perhaps an asmachta, but nonetheless an interesting mocker. V'yisem Kedoshim Mayim Achronim. Now the Gemara says by Mayim Achronim, it's a Melchizedek issue, a Sakana issue. Biskadishtem is Mayim Rishonim. We know that there clearly are differences. The Pashtus we hold, the Halacha, most Rishonim hold, the Rambam says in the Furish, although maybe there are those who disagree, the Ravid argues. But Pashtus, we assume that Mayim Achronim doesn't require bracha. Mayim Rishonim does. It shows that there's somehow a difference between the two levels. Biskadishtem is Mayim Rishonim. So here too, one has to know, why do you need this makar? And the Gemara in Chulin didn't even mention it. My mitzvah. Mitzvah is the v'chachamim. Was ben arach. I have another pshat. Mitzvah because of the pasuk v'skadishtem. The Rashba asks this question as well, the Rashba in Chidushim. He has a chidush, he says maybe this is only specifically for the Mevarech. The Mevarech has to be no tel yadav. Doesn't mean everyone who eats. That's what the Rashba suggests, possibly. But other than that, you have to know, we have another drush. Let's mention, this is in terms of Chulin. Back to Truma. So Mishnah Chagiga talked about not Liam dying with Truma, Lamaisel Chulin. So we have Chulin. What is that? That we know. Yidaimas Kaniyosin, then Metame Truma. It's even Benegia, it's even for Paris. Then we have Chulin, and we have a couple of possible Svaras. We have Srach Truma. We have Takana, Mishum Nikius, possibly. We have what's been Arach Nasmachta. We have maybe what's an asmachta from Miskadishta. Back to Truma for a second, there's another nice mucker that we'll mention, and then we'll see if we can start to fit things in a little bit. This week's parasha is Parshas Korach, so it's nice. Dabar Be'ita Matov. At the end of Parshas Korach, we have reiterating the special status of Kohuna and the Matnas Kohuna mentioned. The pasuk that says, Avodas Matana Etenes Kohunaschem. So it calls the achilas kodshim and maybe achilas truma, which is what the kohanim enjoy as part of matnas kuna, that they can eat the kodshim, they can eat truma, avoda. Avoda's matana. So there's a sifrei that equates either achilas karchim or at some point down maybe it's going on truma to avoda itself. In what regard? The halacha is that before you do avoda, you have to do what? We all know. What does the kohen have to do before he can be nechtas l'avoda? What's required of him? Kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Minakior. Says the sifrei, just like avodas mikdash, mikadash yadav, dirt yadav v'raglav, mikadash yadav v'akach obeid, so too achilas kodesh b'gvulin, mikadash yadav v'akach ochel. Now I want you to notice something very interesting here, very interesting, this marker. It comes out like this, that again, is it a smachta, is it a real drasha? We have to know. But there's a notion of kiddush adayim v'raglayim before you do avoda, and there's a notion of a parallel idea of netilas yadayim before you do what? Before you eat kodesh, and let's say that means truma. And it continues and says that maybe you'll tell me you need raglayim as well. No, you don't need raglayim, only yadayim. Nimtzu l'meidim, the sifrei concludes this piece, netilas yadayim min ha-Torah. Again, all these quote-unquote asnachtas, they make sure to mention it's min ha-Torah. So even if it's an asnachta, it's obviously a big deal. Maybe it's a drash, gemura, their race. But it's mimayit raglayim, that not. But kiddush yadayim, yes. Begvulin. And it could be going on truma. But what is it that you're doing in the truma? Are you touching truma or are you eating truma? Pashtus, it's clear. What are you doing? Achilas kodesh. So it's very interesting. Because before, from the Gemara Chagiga, what did we see? There's clearly a difference between truma vis-a-vis ma'aser and chulin. Truma is af benegiah, notin le'yadayim. Chulin is only fa'achila. And then there's also the difference between pas, chulin is only for pas, and truma is even for peres. But the netilas yadayim with truma is, you can't be nogea with truma unless you do netilas yadayim. That's even negiah. It has to be metameyit. But we have this makor here of netilas yadayim by kodesh, by truma, but this is for achila. There is a Rambam, you have a couple of Rambams we're going to look at, and I want to speak at a Brisker Rav here that will help us with these Rambams as well. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, the last marker here on your page, is the Rambam Hilchas Trumas, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Ko ha'ochel truma, afilu peres, tzarach netilas yadayim, apishu yadav tohoros, moshiz baradim komo. What's interesting about the Rambam is, the Rambam formulates the halacha of netilas yadayim betruma and Hilchas Trumas on a case of ha'ochel truma. On ha'ochel truma. But it's clear to us that even a negev truma needs netilas yadayim. Clear, right? Although, as we noted, the makor that we have from the sifrei, dum yadikish yadayim raglayim, would reflect a special halacha of netilas yadayim for truma, for achilas truma, which is considered like almost an avoda, which requires a hachan of a kiddush yadayim raglayim. But the Rambam formulates halacha of truma says a ochel truma. So then how could we understand perhaps the two tiers, if you could put it that way, by truma, of netilas yadayim for truma for achila and for negiah? And then we have to carry it over now to chulin, which is only for achila. So let's look at some of the other Rambams, and then we're going to say it's not going to be 100% dovetailed to Brisker Rav, but we'll try to go in his footsteps a little bit and see where it takes us. But let's look at a couple of Rambams here on the page, and I'll tell you over the Brisker Rav, you have it actually to take with you, the stencil of Chaim. Let's see what happens. The Rambam in Hilchas, the Rambam mentions Tumas Yadayim in a couple of different places. You have a reference to the notion of Tumas Yadayim and Tilas Yadayim in Hilchas Avos Sharvos Atuma. You have references in Hilchas Brachas, and you have in Hilchas Mikvos. So I copied for you the various halachas. Look in the Rambam Avos Atuma in Perek Ches. Koanogea biyadav perishon l'tumah. Someone touches a rishon with his hands, Bein shaya osa rishon adam o kli o ochel o mashkin tmein. So whatever that rishon was, food, vessel, or person. Nitmu yada vilvad ad aperek. That's how much is tamei. Your hands alone become tamei, not your goof. It's only a rishon that you touched, but your hands become tamei. And the Ram continues. Another example. Machnis yada v'abe klicheres, and a klicheres, as we know, he should know, is mitamei me'aviro. You don't touch it, but you're something that's nichnas v'abe klicheres becomes tamei. If the klicheres is a rishon, so it imparts tuma to yad as a sheni. Be'samenug as well. The Ram in Halacha Beis, hayadayim shnios midivrei sofrim la'olam she'ein tumas an el midivreim. The whole status of yadayim are shnios. It's only drabanan k'shigazu tuma aleya, and this is yudches davar gazu shiu k'sheni l'tuma. And this is even if you would put your hands into a baisa menuga, which is normally making a person into a rishon. And another case the Rambam brings as well, so you're only a sheni. This is based on the Chachamim's Shita and Paragimel and Yadayim, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva there. Okay, Halacha Ches. Shlomo HaMelech Ubeis Dino. Now that we've gone things outside, it's good to see inside the Rambam. We're familiar with the Makoros. Shlomo HaMelech Ubeis Dino, Gazru Al Kol HaYadayim Sheyushnios. Clear in the Rambam, right? That the tumah that Shlomo was mitakein, the gzeira, was on stam yadayim. And based on the same cheshbon of yadayim maskanios that we saw in Shabbos Yudalid, pardon the pun, everybody, right? Shabbos daf Yudalid, just realized, okay? If you want to know where you have this discussion, they have other things on that same daf as well. But it was daf Yudalid, it so happens. Okay. So on daf Yudalid in Shabbos, right? You had Yadayim Maskanios regarding the Gezerah for Truma of Yudches Davar. But here we're talking about Shlomo HaMelech. It's the same rationale, it's just that it was only for Kodesh. Dr. Rambam, V'lugazu Shlomo El Yadayim Tum El L'Kodesh V'acha Kach Gazu Chachamim Shachareha. That's the Yudches Davar Af L'Truma U'afichach. Now listen carefully to the end of this Rambam and Nasaga Saravid Rabos. So listen carefully. U'afichach, continues the Rambam, having said that Shlomo is mitaken for Kodesh, for Stam Yadayim, and the Chacham Sh'achar of Yudches Davar goes for Truma. Therefore, Tzarech Netilas Yadayim with Truma. You need Netilas Yadayim with Truma. You require Netilas Yadayim with Truma. V'naga b'Truma Kodem She'ito Yadav Psula V'nisrefes Al Tumazu. If you touch Truma prior to being Notel Yadav, to remove the Tumah, so the truma has become pasul and it's even burnt, as the Gemara says there again in Gemara Sugya Shabbos. Tchilas gzeirasan l'sreifa, right? There's no tliya, there's sreifa. Even though it was only tumat rabbanan, but you'd burn the truma. So the Rambam focuses here on the yudches davar, the tumas yadayim, and therefore the requirement of netila for doing what in truma. Clear? What's the focus in the Rambam here? For negiyah. The Rambam Hilchos Trumas, we saw at the end, says there's halacha by Truma as well for achila to be notel yadav. Here the Rambam is talking about the origin of Tumas Yadayim, the Gzeira. The Rambam says for negiyah, for Truma, so you have to make, if you touch without negiyah, if you touch without netila, then you you have to burn it. And it's because of the Gzeira that they made on Truma, Gabi Truma, that Tzarech Nizlem with Truma. Does the Rambam make any mention here of the Takana for Chulin? Nothing. What is the Ravid's concern here? Hasagas Ravid, Amar Avram, Hey, v'achikach gozu achilas chulin shetzach tilas yadayim. The Rambam should have added a line. The Rambam mentions the gzeira of yadayim, and therefore the takon of the tilas yadayim for nagel b'truma, and the Rambam stops short and doesn't talk about what? Doesn't talk about the netila for chulin as well. And the Rambam should have, according to the Ravid, should have talked about Chulin as well. The Rambam clearly leaves it out. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't think it's such a big deal, right? Yeah, the Ravid says that. But it's not really a saga. The aim is a tfisa rabbeinu she'en kan makom din tiluchu and hilchos brachos yu mekom makasvo. You want to find that you look in the right place. The Rambam will talk about it in hilchos brachos. But you have to know chera what could be the, you know, if you're not going to go out the kesef mishnah's way. So chera what did the Rambam think? The Rambam felt the Rambam should have mentioned it here, and the Rambam didn't feel he needed to mention it. The kesef mishnah says the Rambam didn't need to say it here in hilchos brachos. What did the Rambam say in Hilchos Brachos? Let's skip ahead now. So let's be omid on this Nakuda. Two things in this Rambam that we pointed out. The Rambam focuses on Negiya, the Truma, as a result of the Yud Ches Davar. He says, therefore, if you touch it without Netila, then it's burnt. And the Rambam doesn't say anything about Netila Sidaim Luchu, and the Rabbit asks, how come them didn't mention it? Those are the two points. Now, in Hilchos Brachos, and here we're talking about Chulin. Kol ha'ochel ha'pas. See, he alludes to also the Maimachronim in the same halacha. Now listen carefully to the Lashon of Rambam. The afal pi she'en yadav meluch lochos ve'en yudea lehen tuma lo yochal ad she'ito shtei yadav v'chein kol davar she'tibula b'mashkin tzorchen tigas yadayim tchila. The Rambam says a mouthful in this halacha. Let's be medayik. The Rambam is giving us the halacha of netilas yadayim lechulin. Yeah? If you're eating pas, shevarchin lef hamotzi, then you need netilas yadayim, tchila. Tchila v'sof, we'll focus on tchila. Even though it's only chulin. And even though what? Even though ein yadav meluch lachos. Now that should raise eyebrows here. What does Yadayim Luchlachos have to do with anything? Why? What should bother us? Go ahead. Very good, very good. So you're thinking already, because L'chair and Yadayim Luchulin does have to do with cleanliness, as Tosis says. You're right, but let's first raise the point of that. If you go with Srach Truma, so the Rambam Lishitas, so when it comes to Truma, the discussion of the Yadayim with Truma, at least in terms of Negiya for sure, has to do with Yadayim Askanios Hein, there'll be Metamei Truma, and what's the Chshash of Yadayim Askanios Hein? Nagu Betuma. That's what the Rambam says in the various places that we saw. This has nothing to do with Lichluch. Rashi held that the issue of Truma had to do with Lichluch and Gnayu Truma, that you have dirty hands. But the Rambam saw it in terms of Tuma. And if you're extending now the notion of Tilas Yadayim to Chulin because of Srach Truma, then the issue of Lichuch should be irrelevant. Right? Ad kidei kach, Rabbi Osai, and again, we have to try to limit with the time because I'm trying to finish this man, but ad kidei kach, that, you know, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Pima Gadim, this is found in Simon Kuf Samach Dalit, that it's brought a halacha that if you are in the middle of your meal, you touch mekom samachusim, you have to do a new netilas yadayim, and the mechaber passing is with a bracha. The mishnah talks a halacha, yes or no? Should we in fact make a bracha? In certain cases, he's willing to say you should make a bracha, like the mechaber. Other cases, not. But the mechaber passing is you touch in appropriate, you know, places that are dirty, that are susceptible to lichluch, tzoa, whatever it might be, zeya, tzoa, you need to make a new netilah with a bracha. So the Bir Halacha quotes from the Prima Gadim that this question, this case, should be shani b'machlokes Rashi and the Ramba, Rashi and the Rach. Namely, if the tilas yadayim lichulin is mishum svach truma, and if truma is mishum lichluch, so then, when they pattern now the din tilas yadayim lechulin and nesrach truma, so now, to the extent that now in the middle of your meal you have vayter a problem of lichuch, you know, it's naga b'makom a meluchlach, then you need a new bracha for the new netila. Because after all, the whole basis of the takana for chulin was based on srach truma, and srach truma itself is a function of yadayim askanios saying that they would touch makom meluchlach, which is oshitas rashi. So then the mechaber's Sak would be very correct. However, says the Prima Gadim in his Agdamis, Psicha to Hilchos and Tilas Yadayim, but it's quoted here by the Bir Halacha, that if you go with the Rambam and the Rach and those Rishonim who assume that Yadayim Askanios saying is what? Yidai Maskani was saying is because of Tumma, then when you go to Svach Tumma in terms of what? In terms of Chulin, then the fact that you touch Makom HaMelucha Chuchara should not be a cause to generate a new bracha, because it's patterned after Truma. So the function of Tisdan but Truma is because of Tumma, then the cause of Lichuch is not a cause for Bracha of Tilas Yadayim, as Isaac the Prima Gadim. And the Bi'al Lacha wants to quibble with this Prima Gadim. And among his Rayas is because apparently he has a couple of Rayas that even the Rach and even the Rambam would agree that Lichuch is also Machayiv in the Tilas Yadayim, the Bracha. And one of his Rayas is because the Rach himself, who says in Shabbos that Yidai Maskani Sin is because of Tumma, so by Tibur B'mashke, which we didn't really get to, but the Gemara Tibur B'mashke and Psachim, so there the Rach mentions Lichuch. And the Rambam mentions Lichuch, as we just saw in Hilchos Brachos. So therefore, it's not as clear-cut a distinction as we're making. Now, what you're beginning to suggest, Natana, which you think is very correct, this is where we're going to take us more with the Biskarav, probably more into tomorrow. Beginning of Shir, at least we'll try to speak at the Biskarav, that, and you can look at it, by all means, look in the stencil, it's the main yesod is in the middle paragraph. But basically, one could suggest that, as we already saw in the Tosis, the old Mishum Mitzvah that is in Yom Nikius, that in a Chinami, when it comes to Chulin, there is a separate paradigm of Netilas Yadayim that's different than by Truma. Truma might have to do with Tumah, and then the Netilas Yadayim's function is to create Tahara. And that's the Yesod of Netilas Yadayim by Truma. But then there's a halacha by Chulin. This is the Va'od Mishum Mitzvah that we saw in Gemara Chulin Kovav. And Tosis introduces Nikias. It doesn't just mean Nikias for itself. It means that there's a halacha not just to create Tahara. There's a halacha, there's a chiyuv to do Netilas Yadayim. The Yadayim have to be Netulos, as he puts it. And there, and if that's the halacha, that's the function, then the Rambam has to discuss Lichuch as well. Because we're talking, that's the goof of the point. If it's Meluchach, obviously we understand the notion of a Netila, it should be Netulos, it should be washed, it should be rinsed. The Chiddush says, we want you to rinse it, even if it's not Meluchach. So the Rambam could be, he mentions two things. He says, En Yadel and Tuma, but he also mentions Meluchach. We'll have to see. It could be we could die to go through this more carefully, so maybe we'll do that for tomorrow and we'll start the Mishnah day after. We'll see how to do it. But I'd like you to think about this Rambam and take a look at the Rav Chaim in the meantime. Where I'm going, I think, is just to understand the Biskara breaks it up in very stark terms. Chulin versus Truma, what is a function of Tahar, what is a function of making Yadayim Netulos. I think even within Truma we can find two tiers. That's where I'm going. Especially if you paired it after the Sifrei that we mentioned, it could be that you can find within Truma the notion of, number one, a Tahara issue, and that's what affects Negiyah B'Truma. You simply have to affect Tahara, so Shelo and Goa, B'Yadayim Tmeos and Truma, that's one halacha. But there's another halacha that has to do with Achilas Truma, just as we're saying for Chulin, that there's a notion of Achilas Pas. So there's halacha that you have to have Yadayim Netulos, Mishum Mitzvah, and Tosis Mishum Nikius. And this idea could be relevant even for Truma as well, in terms of Achilas Truma, and that would add for the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas that we saw here, that Ha'ochel Truma is also Noto Yadav, and maybe if you wish, if you want to plug it in, maybe you can plug it into the Sifrei, Avodas Matana. That's kind of where I think we could go. We'll still have to see how this could affect a couple of interesting Marmakomos, the Biskarav, Yesod, maybe for the Tosis, if you wish. You can look at the Tosis in Psachim by Tibur B'Mashke carefully and see Tosis talks about these inyanim in terms of Tibur B'Mashke. It could have an afkamina in terms of bracha. I don't want you to think about this, and I'm just going to end now. To what extent is bracha required on Tilas Yadayim? So on Achila, Yim Varech, Al Tiyasheket Shana on Tilas Yadayim. By Truma, by Chulin. What about for Negiyah? What would you say? You'd be Nogea B'Truma, and you have to be Noto Yadav. Clear. Would you make a bracha? Al Netilas Yadayim, Shekid Shana Al Tilas Yadayim? It's an interesting question. Now you ask me, why not? Well, maybe it's not. It's only Mitzvah Tahara. No, so what? You go to the Mikvah, you also make a bracha. The Tahara. So maybe in Chinami. But maybe this could be very nogeh had a lump sham and tosis and sachim. So take a look at maybe at that tosis by Tabul B'mashke. We'll try to put some of this more together for tomorrow. But hopefully you see how things are coming together. And then Bez Hashem, we will start the first Mishnah then.